Welcome to Life Tips, the show that offers expert tips and savvy advice to make life easier and more fun on the web and around the world. Life Tips President Byron White talks to the latest trendsetters about strategies to grow your business. Editor Melanie Mayer interviews celebrities and expert writers on their tips for making life enjoyable and entertaining. Now, please welcome this week's Life Tips host, Byron White.
Welcome, everyone, to the Life Tips radio show. We're very excited today to be talking about a very important cause. We have a couple of guests talking about ALS today, a couple of people that are involved in some major fundraising events, and we're going to chime right into that in a few minutes. But before we do, welcome Stephanie. How are you today, Stephanie?
Hi, Byron. I am very well today.
We've been working with the producers behind the scenes here, introducing a few new segments to our show, and we're very excited to chat with Stephanie today about your famous segment of links. And maybe we could roll our fabulous introduction to your links segment so we could dive right in and chime in.
Hi, you're always after me lucky links. To have them easier than you think, Stephanie O'Shea will give them away every week on Life Tips Day. So, if you dare, take a peek at Essie O'Shea's awesome links of the week.
I feel such a professional now. I have my own little intro.
Well, it's worthwhile because your links are always great. So, what do you have for us this week, Stephanie?
So for Essie O'Shea's Awesome Links of the Week, the very first one I want to talk about is actually SimpsonsMovie.com. I have been watching The Simpsons since second grade. This is The Simpsons' first and probably only feature-length film. And the reason I am talking about this site today is because when you enter the site, at the very top nav, you can create a Simpsons character of yourself. And I spent a little bit of time today creating a Byron White Simpsons character, a Melanie Mayer Simpsons character. And it's incredibly fun, incredibly entertaining. And although Byron doesn't think his character looks like him, I have been getting rave reviews about my Simpsons artwork. So my first site is SimpsonsMovie.com.
Mm-hmm.
There's another Simpsons site that's actually been down because it's been getting so much traffic. I've been noticing they've been advertising it on TV. It's called SimpsonizeMe.com, and it's the same basic idea, but instead of creating your own character, you upload a picture of yourself, and you rely on the site to create a character that looks like you automatically. But that site's currently down, SimpsonizeMe. Hopefully it will go back up soon, but I think the SimpsonsMovie.com site can hold people over until that gets fixed. My third site is actually Boston.com, which is the site for the Boston Globe newspaper. And just wanted to mention it, when you go on to Boston.com and go into the sports section, they've actually Simpsonized all of the Red Sox and some of the Red Sox upper management. So you can go on Boston.com, the sports area, and see Manny Ramirez and all those fun guys, and hopefully maybe Curt Schilling as Simpsons characters.
Hmm. You mentioned Curt Schilling because Shonda Schilling will be joining us today later on the show. Matter of fact, let's go take a look. I'm on Boston.com right now. I clicked on their sports section. Let's go see here. Now, this is kind of fun. So,
again, Manny Ramirez is not very flattering looking as a Simpsons guy. Kind of looks like a bum, but what do you want?
I like the picture that they actually are showing next to him. That's kind of fun with his eyes bugging out. I wonder why his eyes are bugging out. That's kind of interesting.
I like his blue dreadlocks.
So I'll click on Curt Schilling now. It looks like Meet the Simpsonized Sox, and it looks like you can click on Curt Schilling's image there. That's kind of fun, and presto, I believe, if I've done this right, we should see the Simpsonized version of Curt Schilling. It's not liking it. Are you getting it?
See that bottom bar there? It goes 1 through 17. You have to find his numbered picture. I don't know which number it is, but
He's
definitely in there somewhere. And then you could also vote if you thought it was a good representation of the character, average or poor. But everybody is on here. And keeping along with the theme of being able to customize yourself online, there is a new site. It's called blingy.com, as in bling, like bling jewelry, blingy.com.
Spell that for everyone.
blingee.com. And I've been seeing this site being used all over blogs, all over MySpace. And what it is, you upload a picture of yourself, and then you could bling yourself out. So you can add animated graphics, sparkly graphics. You can add crowns, jewelry, hearts, backgrounds. You can make it raining in the background. You could add captions, borders to your pictures. The reason I like it is because it's incredibly easy to use. The results look pretty impressive for how easy it is to use. So you upload your picture. You use what they call stamps. Just stamp on the graphic on your picture. You can adjust the size, the location. You could rotate it around. And you can make some pretty entertaining pictures of yourself.
So you can bling yourself. Now, can you? So you could bling jewelry or rings on yourself. I'm sort of looking at blingy.com right now. It's in beta. Interesting. So can you actually do anything functionally with this? You can create cool pictures and, I guess, send them to your friends or share your blingies with your friends?
Exactly. Or on some
social
blog.
Networking.
On some blogs, on celebrity blogs, they use it to make fun of celebrity pictures. They kind of add ridiculous captions or whatever, but it's pretty much just for entertainment purposes.
So have you, in fact, blingied yourself yet?
I have. I might have done a picture of my boyfriend and I, and there might be some lips and some sexy arrows pointing to us, and I have a crown on my head, and there's hearts in the background, so I kind of felt like I was 12 years old when I made it, but it's still fun.
Where, pray tell, might the listeners take a look at this?
Well, my username on Blingy is called Steffi Ska. Steffi as in my name, Stephanie, and Ska as in the music. That's kind of my online handle, and I don't know if you can search by my name, but if you can, that's where you will find my picture.
Well, we'll have to let you get back to us with getting that image out somewhere. Maybe we could post it on the show highlights that we'll be launching over at LifeTips so we can get a shot in there. That sounds fun. Any other fun sites for us?
I have one very cool site that actually leads into our ALS discussion today. In preparation for the show, I went online to learn more about ALS, and I wanted to find not kind of run-of-the-mill ALS sites, but something very cool. And I found a very cool site. It's called PatrickO'BrienFoundation.org. And it's the site of Patrick O'Brien. He is an artist. He was diagnosed with ALS in 2004 when he was 30 years old. So he's been living with ALS for about 3 years. And he makes incredibly awesome, interesting, artistic movies set to music just about his life experience with ALS. So there's all sorts of videos, what it's like to go out in a wheelchair, what it's like to go out in a walker, what it's like to take a big spill on the floor unexpectedly, eat and drink through a stomach tube. And these things all sound sad and depressing, but the way he does it is incredibly impressive, it's something that you would want to watch, and if you go there and watch one movie, guaranteed that you're going to watch other movies. It actually kind of reminded me of the Big Lebowski kind of a style art, if you're familiar with that movie. But it's a foundation. You can donate to him, but you can watch his movies, and he has some other artwork up there. So that was PatrickO'BrienFoundation.org.
I'm on it right now. Looks very powerful and a perfect segue. And thanks for this great work, Stephanie. Very exciting. And to get some fun sites and also a powerful site like this one. Let's take a break, everyone, and we're back. We'll be here with Stephen Burwell, the ALSA Greenwood Chapter board member that's involved in the Double Day Bike Ride. So we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Life Tips on WebmasterRadio.fm. We'll be back with more cool tips and advice right after these commercial messages.
faster than a speeding bullet. It's the super way to pay. It's Fast Transact. Fast Transact is the safe, secure, and fast way to process credit cards, online checks, and gift cards. Find multiple payment gateway and merchant account options to keep your costs down and sales up, up, and away. You can build your business empire in a single bound while Fast Transact fights the never-ending battle to keep payment processing safe and secure. Your quest for an e-commerce solution has found its final destination. Fly over to FastTransact.com today.
Know how to get the best return on your advertising dollar? ClickSoar.com. Yeah, ever since we began marketing with more precise content, target technology from ClickSoar.com, we've seen a huge jump in visitors converting to buyers for just over one-third of a cent per view. To get over 300 categories, unlimited keywords and ad placement on over 100,000 sites, click on ClickSoar.com today. That's ClickSoar.com. Your bottom line will thank you. ClickSoar.com delivers where it matters for you.
Howdy, boys, and you girls, too. I'm here to talk to you about Milnick Media, the best CPA network, period. They sure know how to deliver, and I know something about delivery. Now, you want to get paid? Damn right you do. We'll make sure you get your money. Milnick Media's got support people who know their ass from their elbow. Need a new jet ski? How about one of them newfangled plasma TVs? Well, Cousin Jeremy here will hook you up with our performance rewards program. Email submits, zip submits, ringtones, hell, we got them all. Yeehaw!
Hey, there, it's Cousin Jeremy. Get on over to MILLNICmedia.com and we'll have you so happy, you'll be squealing like a pig.
Radio residents.
Hi, this is Mark with WebmasterRadio.fm. I'm calling to talk to you about affiliate marketing.
But the way they are nowadays, you can't hear the words well enough to understand that what you would have heard is something you wouldn't have understood anyway.
I agree. That's why on Wednesdays at 12 noon Eastern, we bring you Affiliate Thing, the grooviest affiliate marketing radio show on the web.
Wow!
Boy, groovy.
Wow.
Far out.
Wait a minute. Who else is on this line?
Jan Brady.
Hi, Jan.
Poor thing, too bad she's a loser.
A loser?
Yeah. That's exactly what I am, a born loser.
Oh, well, don't say that. You've got to have confidence in yourself.
I do have confidence. I'm confident that I'm a no-talent loser.
Well, if you want to build your confidence, then log on to Webmaster Radio.
Every Wednesday at noon for Affiliate Thing with Sean Collins and Lisa Piccarelli. Then you'll be as smart as your sister, Marcia.
Marcia, Marcia, Marcia!
I hope you've learned something from all of this.
Yes, that Webmaster Radio is the destination for education and entertainment.
You are the grooviest.
Wow, you can ride my range anytime.
No thanks. I really gotta go now.
You have arrived at the destination for education and entertainment.
WebmasterRadio.fm.
Because not everyone's last name is Gates.
WebmasterRadio.fm. We're everywhere.
And now back to Life Tips, the show that offers expert tips and savvy advice to make life easier and more fun. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm. Now, here's your host.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Life Tips Radio Show. We're here with Stephen Burwell. Welcome, Stephen. How are you?
Thank you, Barrett. I'm well. How are you?
Fine, thank you. So, Stephen, you're an ALSA Evergreen Chapter Board member that's been involved in the Doubleday bike ride for many years that's supporting, of course, ALS and the cure for ALS. Tell us a little bit about the event that you help manage and the awareness that you're trying to bring to the world.
Well, this is our seventh year doing the double day bike ride, and it's a 2-day bike ride that's in the northwest in the state of Washington, and it's about 45 miles each day, and it's about typically every year we have about 200 riders that do the ride, and in the process of riding through some beautiful country, we try to raise some funds and also some awareness, not only for the struggle of trying to find a cure for ALS, but also in raising awareness for the struggle of what it's like to live with ALS and to have a family member with ALS.
Tell us a little bit about the connection with your organization and how it sort of dovetails into the ALS Association, which, of course, is the national organization dedicated solely to the fight against ALS.
Well, the funds that we raise go directly to the Evergreen chapter of the ALS Association. The Evergreen chapter is a regional chapter that covers Washington, northern Idaho, western Montana. We work with a few patients in Alaska as well. And so the money goes directly to that regional organization. But then a portion of all the funds that are raised by the regional organization go directly to the national ALS Association. And the national organization pools the funds and works on research, works on national advocacy, and also supporting all the regional chapters. There's some things like research, which are such a hugely expensive and sophisticated thing that a small regional chapter just can't manage that. And so that's what the regional chapter does. The national chapter. Regional chapter, we spend most of our time, once the money is raised, in supporting the people who have ALS, and also supporting the caregivers and the families that are dealing with patients with ALS.
Now, having had a close friend of my wife's and colleagues of my wife, and now going through ALS, tell us in your mind the importance of an event like the one that you're part of. Does it bring people together, spiritually and mentally, as well as, for a financial goal? How important are events like yours?
I think they're hugely important. And ALS in particular can be rather devastating. Not only, obviously, for the patient, which once, someone is diagnosed with ALS, they're given 3 to 5 years to live, but also for the friends and family, coworkers, and everybody that is touched by someone who has ALS. Not only is it gruesome to watch and endure, but it's very debilitating for the people around a person with ALS. And so I think the events like the Double Day Ride, not only does it raise money and raise awareness, but it's also a great place for the people that are currently dealing with ALS and the people that have gone through that experience to come together for common cause and to come together for sort of some healing if they have been through that process. For me, my father was diagnosed with ALS in 97, and he passed away in 2000. He actually passed away just 2 weeks before the very first Double Day Ride. Mm-hmm. And so, my family and those people that were very close with my father, that first year was sort of a ride in celebrating his life. And obviously every year we've done that in the same way. But it's also been a way for us to connect with other people that have been through the same harsh realities of dealing with ALS.
What sort of changes and breakthroughs have happened with the battle against ALS? Both, obviously, you're not as probably in tune with it because you don't have an immediate family member going through it right now, but is there good news with regards to the efforts like organizations like yours that are putting forth?
Well, they're certainly trying very hard, and I think it seems as though the best news that we've been hearing lately is through some of the stem cell research that's been going on. And you are correct. I'm not real up to date on research and what's been happening lately. But it is by far one of the most frustrating things is that they really haven't determined where this disease comes from and even how to treat it. From my knowledge, the only known treatment is a drug called Relutech, which is a very expensive drug, and it only extends the life expectancy of an ALS patient for several weeks to a month after having taken it for a year or so. And so there isn't much on the horizon as far as research, and I think that makes it all the more important to raise awareness and to raise some funds in order to try to find out where this disease is coming from.
Now, the ride itself, tell us what your goals are. I'm looking at your website right now. By the way, what's the quickest way for people to find your website? You've got sort of a long domain
yeah.
name.
The easiest way to go there is just to Google Doubleday 7, which is all one word, and the number 7, not 7 written out. So Doubleday, the number 7, all one word, and it, if you Google that, it's the top hit on Google.
Right.
And our goals this year are, last year we raised $100,000. Our goal is to raise $110,000 this year. And I think beyond that is to increase the number of riders and the number of people that we can touch by having the ride. And, you know, I think also, to, as we were talking about before, sort of come together as a community and support the people with ALS that will be at the ride. To my knowledge, none of the people with ALS will actually be riding, although they have in years past. Support those people and support the caregivers and family members of current people with ALS, and then also come together as a community of the other people that have, people like me that have had people with ALS in their families or caregivers, and come together as a community of those people.
Well, listen, we hope we can send you some team members that tune in, and with any listeners that are going to be in the Washington area July 28th through the 29th. Is that correct?
That's correct. This weekend.
In the beautiful Skagit, did I probably pronounce that wrong? Skagit Valley, Washington?
It's Skagit Valley, that's correct.
Okay. And is the website a good place for people to actually register and chime in?
Absolutely. That's the best place to go, not only to get information about the bike ride, get information about what we're trying to do. There's also links on there both to the regional Evergreen chapter and then also to the national chapter as well if they want to get some more information about ALS.
Well, listen, thanks very much, Stephen, for joining us today. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with Shonda Schilling, the wife of Kurt Schilling. That's the founder of the Shade Foundation of America. So thanks again, Stephen, for joining us today. Really appreciate your time and your effort, and best of luck with your Doubleday bike ride.
Thank you, Barry.
Pleasure.
Life Tips on webmasterradio.fm. We'll be back with more cool tips and advice right after these commercial messages.
Mr. Scott, I can't get any more information onto our website.
I'm doing the best I can, Captain. There's no more room on the server. It's going to blow.
Evaluation, Mr. Scott.
The logical answer is Lunar Pages. Reputation, reliability, and legendary 24/7 support makes Lunar Pages the host to cling on to.
Did you say cling on?
Aye, Captain. Sign up at lunarpages.com and get $700 off coffee cup software absolutely free. If you call, they will answer.
Lunar Pages it is. Beam us aboard, Mr. Scott.
For out-of-this-world web hosting, Lunar rocks.
Sign up for web hosting with LunarPages.com and use coupon code LUNATICS to get $28 off.
Are your ads managing you? Tired of click fraud and little or no ROI on your pay-per-click search ads? Take control. Reduce your costs and gain valuable traffic with effective flat-fee featured listings on over 245 search engines and web directories from the ISEDN.org, the independent search engine and directory network. Now free yourself from click fraud, bidding, and hassles with low-cost top 10 exposure for less than $4 a month from ISEDN. So visit ISEDN.org today and discover how easy it is maximizing your company's online revenue stream with affordable search engine and directory flat fee ads from the ISEDN.org.
A rose by any other name would still be the same.
Move over, Shakespeare. You need to differentiate yourself from your competition. Do it by aligning yourself with a company who has earned the trust of Jupiter Media, the NHL, and Lionsgate Films, among others. Moniker.com is the most secure ICANN-accredited register on the planet, offering you domain registration, hosting, domain sales, and acquisition services. Wrap that up with 24/7 support. That's your winning combination. MONIKER.com. More than a name.
The intersection of advertising and PR.
Fred.
Hello.
I just got a little IM that said keep my energy up, so every so often I'll just scream something out.
Okay, well, let me know if you want me to scream back.
You know, I guess there's a happy medium I have to find. Maybe I should have a cocktail before the show starts.
Well, that's an idea.
And advise my guests to do the same.
Get totally hooked on The Hook with Katie Kepner every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Wizards, rainmakers, rock stars, gorillas, and gurus. WebmasterRadio.fm.
Come visit our magical Webmaster Wonderland. We got a mouse, too. WebmasterRadio.fm. We're everywhere.
And now back to Life Tips, the show that offers expert tips and savvy advice to make life easier and more fun. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm. Now, here's your host.
Welcome back, everyone. We're here with Shonda Schilling. Shonda, are you there?
I am here.
Thank you so much for spending some time with us today and telling us about some of your efforts. I should properly introduce you. I was thinking as I was we were on the break here is of course the wife of Kurt Schilling. But let me tell you, I'm a fan of yours, and so is my wife. And you are seemingly as famous as your husband with all of your nonprofit efforts and. Really, a lot of effort on your part. Tell us a little bit about Say It With Flowers, an event coming up that's connected with ALS and what you're doing there.
Actually, when I was in Arizona, someone came to me and said, we want to do this event that's called Say It With Flowers. It's a flower arranging class. And I said, I really don't know that I'm a flower arranging type person. And they said, well, we want you to see this video. And I saw this video, and this man is so entertaining. And you actually make a flower. And I thought, I got to do this. There's it's a win-win. And I did it for 3 years, and this is our third year here in Boston doing it. I do it with Dawn Timlin. And it's just a great afternoon to go with your girlfriends and just have a good time. We go to so many lunches, so many dinners, and this is just something different, to be able to go in and be hands-on, make something. The price of your ticket, you know, you get a gift bag and this flower, and you understand what you're there for and why it's so important to donate to ALS, and you just feel like when you walk away that you definitely got more for coming that day than you felt like you paid.
Tell us a little bit about your overall connection with ALS and Lou Gehrig's disease, and what was your inspiration to get involved in the ALS efforts?
Kurt and I were just about to get married, and we were just about to get our first, you know, real good contract. And we'd always been involved in whatever the team asked us to do, and one of the functions was an autograph party and auction. And what happened was the team had a day off, and someone came in and spoke and said, this is why you're giving your day off. This is what ALS is. They spoke to the husbands first. Kurt came home, and he said, you would not believe what this disease is. They spoke to us, and we just knew that here one of the greatest baseball players died of this disease, and yet nobody really knew what it was. Even us, who was in the game, didn't understand what Lou Gehrig's disease was, and we just decided from that point on that we would educate. You know, we would try and make a difference at the time in baseball, never imagining that it would be 17, 18 years later.
Wow. And over the years, you know, have you surmised how much impact you yourself, and your husband have had on awareness to this disease and even some of your fundraising efforts?
I think the biggest thing is that we're understanding real numbers, because you were, you know, 15 years ago just basically told to get your affairs in order. We're seeing people start to live longer, live and be seen, and we know that there's so many more numbers of people out there with ALS than we knew of 15 years ago. There wasn't an awareness there, and we hope that a little bit has to do with us, that the awareness and the amount of money. Unfortunately, there's not been a lot of change in stopping the disease. I mean, there is no cure for it still. There's only been one drug approved in the past 17 years to even slow it down, but I think the biggest effect is that people are living with it, and when Kurt pitches, not only is he pitching for the patients, but people know that it's Kurt and it's ALS, and that it's important, and as long as he keeps pitching and people are donating for the strikeouts, that we're heading in the right direction. We know that there's so many great things going on out there that have to do with the brain, and so many things are related that when they find a cure for one, they're going to find a cure for all of them. And we're just hoping that we can, you know, help raise that money that makes it happen faster.
Hmm. Well, I know that you have both gone out of your way to actually meet not only the patients of ALS, but the families of ALS. Matter of fact, recently you were out in California, and my wife had worked with some of her other colleagues at the office, and Kurt actually came out after a game and met Darren Dent, one of many, many people that I'm sure he's met. Mm-hmm. But it's remarkable to me that you were both going out of your way to help individual people with this disease. I mean, how do you manage this? It's unbelievable to me that you do these things.
Well, I think the biggest thing to understand is that a lot of people can't handle that, and it's very hard. It's very hard, and people expect athletes are supposed to get involved and really get in there, but it's very, very hard to get involved with someone who you know is going to die and the way that they're going to die. But there's just something about the passion that ALS patients have that really makes you want to be involved, makes you want to be friends. They have a true understanding of what's important in life, and you can't help but be re-energized by being around people like that. They're just finding the things that are important and bringing that. And I really believe it's a big part of why Kurt is still in baseball, because he realizes what is really important in life.
Now, tell us a little bit about the Shade Foundation, yet another event that in foundation that you are part of and the founder of. Tell us a little bit about that and your experience with melanoma.
Well, after I was diagnosed with melanoma in 2001, we were in the playoffs, and it was a time that when I was going through this, I was going through it very publicly because the Arizona Diamondbacks were playing the Yankees in the World Series, and it was right after 9/11. So our heightened awareness of human interest stories was very big at the time. And with that, I realized that there was nothing out there, and there was, again, many people didn't know that you could actually die from skin cancer. So I started a foundation for two reasons. One, to educate people just to get checked, because I didn't want anybody to lose their life to something they had been staring at on their arm. And the second was to make it a learned behavior with the children. We know it's becoming an epidemic. It's the fastest growing cancer in the United States. And if I can get them to put sunblock on like they brush their teeth every day, then we're going to be ahead of the game. And a lot of what I learned was from having some extraordinary executive directors, but really being shown that education and awareness is such an important tool, and to be able to do that and realize that I'm in this life, I can take this short amount of time that I'm in this spotlight and try to do some good out of it. And that's really how the Shade Foundation started, just walking out of a doctor's office and not being able to find something, not being able to figure out how I was going to begin to live my life, and yet not feeling like people really thought it was a real cancer, but the people who had been diagnosed or had lost loved ones were devastated that there was no one championing this cause. And so it just went hand in hand. And the great thing about it is that I can raise awareness with Shade, and I can raise dollars. They don't hurt one another, you know. And so that's been the great, having the experience, already knowing how to do it, and really being able to move it along faster than had I not had the experience with ALS for 10 years beforehand.
I want to ask you a question about awareness and how you can how you move the needle with awareness. And I'll just share a quick one minute story with you. In 1991, I actually lost a testicle to cancer, and with a good sense of humor, I started a golf tournament called the Lost Ball Golf Tournament. And it was a wonderful 10-year run I had. We raised over $100,000 for the Jimmy Fund, but it was sort of a shock marketing strategy of, you know, have some fun with it and at the same time make people aware of how important it is to check yourself for
right.
potential problems. tell me a little bit about the Shade Foundation. I mean, just such a perfect, you know, angle. Get in the shade, right?
Right.
So,
and
tell us about the importance
of
marketing a nonprofit like you're doing here.
Right. One great example is doing the poster contest. Something as little as doing the poster contest. That's 50,000 kids. Over 50,000 kids over the past 4 years have done the poster contest. That's 50,000 families that we've reached. That is just one small way of, if it's just an introduction to parents to go, oh, I've heard that. Because a lot of times we're not affected by things that we can't relate to. But if you have to take the example of how they've taught us about drugs and putting good foods in our mouth and not drinking and wearing seatbelts was a great example. And how that didn't happen when I was a kid, but how it's just an automatic now. And I would love to see Sunblock become like that. Because it affects one in every five children. You know, that's a classroom, a regular public school classroom, that's five kids.
Do you think that there is greater awareness in general about the whole global warming issue, which we could discuss for hours, but in general, you know, melanoma and the importance of you know, putting on sunscreen? I mean, do you think habits are changing in general for betterment?
Absolutely. And we might not be bringing the company, the tanning industry or whatever, the oils and the sunblocks and the copper tones and everything. I'm not making a big deal out of it, but just small things like the copper tone baby no longer has a white line. I don't know, you know how the dog would pull on her bottoms on the, it's not like that anymore. So we are slowly changing that over. 5 years ago, you would go into a CVS and the top three shelves were nothing but oils. And now it's flipped. And the top three shelves are different sunblocks. So they know that there's a responsibility coming, and that we talk about it so much. It has to do with the ozone layer. Our ozone layer is so depleted, there's nothing to stop the UV rays from coming through like we had in the past.
Have you ever met Al Gore?
No.
I wonder how he feels about efforts like yours and how it ties in with global warming. I haven't really seen anybody connect the dots with the global warming issue and melanoma.
Right.
Have you had any involvement with anybody connecting those dots?
I work directly with the Environmental Protection Agency. So the program that I do and that is part of the poster contest has to do with the Environmental Protection Agency, who put together a great teaching kit that's free to all teachers to actually teach this. So I have not heard it, but I do know that the magazine industry, the beauty industry, all of them, you won't find things that have to do with sun tanning. It's all about healthier choices in their magazines.
Hmm. Well, how can we, and by the way, have you seen the Simpsonized socks version of your husband? We were talking about it earlier in the show.
No, and where would I find that?
Well, Boston.com did a funny play and Simpsonized all of the Red Sox players, so you can get a charge of that out of that later. But here's a question, of course, which Red Sox Nation here in Boston would love to hear. Now, if the Red Sox could put a deal together that had some astronomical donation for the ALS Foundation or the Shade Foundation and or both, do you think we could get Kurt to stay a couple more years?
I don't know about a couple more years at all. No, I just had this discussion with my kids in the car that this is a real possibility that we may have to pack up and move for a while. And because they brought it up that, oh, we remember when Dad sat us down and asked us where we wanted to go, because before we moved here, we knew that it was coming. And we sat down and asked the kids, and it was just funny that it worked out that way. There is no way to tell what is going to happen, you know, 4 or 5 months from now. So
sure.
I don't know.
But I like
this
new angle, this new ALS donation angle.
Right.
Well, listen, it's been a real pleasure to have you on the show today. How can people get involved with what you're doing, Shonda, and help your efforts out?
Well, for those who want to donate per strikeout, there's always the KurtzPitch.org. If you'd like to come to the luncheon, it's September 25th. You can go to sayitwithflowers.org. And some of the programs that we have running right now in New England for Shade is that every Monday, Showcase Cinema's shows a movie for free at 11 o'clock, and there's FMC arena, ice skating arenas is doing a free skate, and the schedule's different in 9 different locations. So if you're looking for a reason, a way to get out of the sun that doesn't cost you any money, we have some great things that you can do, and you can just go to shadefoundation.org.
And shadefoundation.com, by the way, .org, has almost, we're closing in on 1 million visitors over there, so we need to drive some attention to that. And what about any upcoming events throughout the course of the year with regards to the St. Shade Foundation of America? And any, do you have annual events now? I mean, say with flowers, is that going to be an annual event that's just Boston-based or wherever you go, or how does that work?
Well, it depends on... you know, it was great to do something here because they have such a great fan base. So an event is much more enjoyable to put together in Boston as it might be in a town that is not very big baseball fans. So I guess it really depends, and it depends on the kind of time that I have, because I do have 4 kids, and a lot of the things that I do are based on when the kids are in school. So, but we're working on, we have different events going on all year round. We do stuff in Arizona. A lot of our stuff is in Arizona as a test run, and then we start moving them out into other states.
Well, listen. Thank you and your husband and your family, for that matter, for all that you do for ALS and for trying to find cures for melanoma as well. So thank you for joining our show today.
Thank you.
Pleasure. We'll be back, everyone, next week with a fun Life Tip show. Thanks for joining in, and we'll see you next week.